League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So I guess the big news of the day is that your favorite general manager, Daryl Morey, gets an extension.
Well, it's well deserved, right? I mean,
I suppose.
Okay. Well, James Harden gets an extension. He gets an extension. Things will remain the same around here.
Yeah. Okay. I guess he does have everybody around here fooled into thinking he's great.
He's got I think he's got a lot of people around the league still fooled, but who knows? I don't know. I don't buy it anymore. I don't think he's a bad GM.
I think he's average to slightly above average.
Yeah, but I don't think he's some sort of genius either.
And this whole "in Daryl we trust" stuff, like, what do you trust him for?
Yeah.
And obviously they're trying to clear cap space so he can go out and sign whomever. Do you trust him to do that? Because, well, let's just look at that record. Every time that they've gone after a big-name free agent, Chris Bosh, Carmelo Anthony, fill in the blank. I mean, the only one they've managed to pull was Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Who has gone downhill so fast that the Hawks pitched him after one season. So, you know, okay, good luck. I hope you get your big-time free agent. Not sure.
Like, wouldn't you, if you were, let's say you were those guys, let's say you were the people writing checks for the GM of the Rockets, and I'm not going to name names. I don't know, you know. But let's say you're Rockets ownership. Wouldn't you wait and see, after you hear this, Daryl Morey, we've got some tricks up our sleeve, wouldn't you wait to see what that trick is before you extend the guy?
I think the...
like, see if he can actually pull it off. I feel like Daryl Morey is the ultimate sleight of hand guy. Like, he fools you into thinking this great thing is going to happen, and then it just really never happens. Like, the one big deal that they made, the one great thing they've done is get James Harden here. And you know my thoughts on what James Harden's long-term ceiling is.
Well,
it's debatable.
I still think that to be able to get a player of that quality, that's a good move.
It's a superstar player.
Right.
Kudos to them.
That's his best move. And then I would say finding Kyle Lowry for what he found him for, although they didn't keep him.
They didn't keep him.
Yeah.
You know, remember how everyone was so, pumped that they got Dwight Howard here, even though most smart people thought Dwight Howard was probably not the same player he was in his Orlando days, that his prime was behind him, and he just got traded for a Plumlee brother, so I think we can all agree now that Dwight Howard is no longer a fantastic asset. But Dwight Howard was never the player here that he was sold to us as, and then it's like, oh, well, it's not a great fit. Well, whose job is it to make sure it fits before you get that move?
Head coach?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I just don't think that he's – I don't think he's some sort of genius like everyone thinks he is. And so your analytics theory is to – okay, we just get guys who shoot a bunch of threes. That takes a genius? All right. Well, I guess he's a genius then. But I think he's an average to slightly above average general manager. And I think that, his best year here, he got to a conference finals in which he wasn't competitive. How many extensions do you give that guy before it's like, oh, well, all right. Because it makes it seem like when you extend a guy after a season like this, it makes people think that, well, this is what we're happy with. Because it's not like you're progressing necessarily.
Well, it's one thing. You're competitive year in, year out, But I before I give him that extension, if your whole thing is we're going after all these guys this offseason, well, let's see you bring one in. And then, you know what? Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not a fan of just giving a guy an extension when there's no need to in this case.
Yeah.
Now, I was okay with Harden because players are players, and those are hard to replace. But a GM's just a GM.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think he – and, I like Daryl, but that has nothing to do with what kind of job he does. And I think he's kind of – he's got people fooled into thinking he's great, and I don't think that's the case. I think he's pretty much average to above average. He's kept them competitive, but he's also had a long time now to get this team to a championship level. And, you know, I know part of it is Les doesn't like the whole idea of, well, you got to actually bottom out a couple times and get some players, which is – and then you have to be smart in your drafting, which is kind of what, yeah, that's what the Warriors did, where they got Curry and where they took Thompson and where they took, you know, Draymond Green was kind of a, you know, that was a really good pick for where they took him. But they weren't very good for a while, so they had an opportunity to get at least Curry and Thompson.
Yeah.
The Rockets have never really tanked to that point where they could go find those guys, but has he really found a guy in the draft where you say, oh, you got Kawhi Leonard where you did, you got Draymond Green where you did? Or any of these guys that they've drafted, guys where you say, wow, that was a great get for where they were.
Right. Is there anyone, like, have they drafted a game changer? It really, and I can't even say, like, early or late, have they drafted a game changer?
I don't know when the last one was, but it's been a while.
It's not. And, you know, it's not like he's, I don't want to make it sound like Daryl Morey's not doing a decent job, but I think he is. I just have always thought that he's maybe a little bit oversold. Like he's some sort of guru, and he's just not. Clint Capella, you got with the 25th pick. Hmm. I mean, he's a useful player.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Montrezl Harrell, Sam Decker. These are, I guess they're decent players. They're not anything that's going to.
But what you need is one of those guys. You need one of those guys to develop into what Draymond Green's developed to say that you did something really well, or not even to that level, but a guy who's in the all-star conversation at some point. Not even making the team, just be in the conversation.
Like think back to 2012, they had three picks in the top 20: Jeremy Lamb, Royce White, Terrence Jones. Three picks in the top 20,
and Lamb was part of the Harden deal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But Ford says that was a trick up his sleeve. He and Harden got an extension. Fooled you all.
You got us.
Yeah.
Then you go back to 2011, Marcus Morris and Mirotić, who's, by the way, he's a pretty decent player now, not with the Rockets.
I mean, right.
They moved him on to the Bulls. He's a nice, you know, sort of rotation guy there, but not a game changer. Chandler Parsons was a hit in 2011. I think you maximize that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're going back a good ways now.
Rockets fans will tell you, look at what he did with the Celtics like 100 years ago. Well, maybe Danny Ainge deserved a little credit for that.
Yeah. And Danny Ainge is doing okay there now.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.